Our scripture reading for this first Sunday in Advent comes from the third chapter of the Gospel of Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruled over the region of Iturea and Trachonius, and Lysanias ruler of Albany, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So the first Sunday in the season of Advent, the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. I think it's interesting when Luke writes this introduction to John the Baptist beginning his work, he starts by listing all the political leaders and the religious leaders. What Luke is saying is that this coming of a Savior, this light of the world, comes in the midst of our real lives, the midst of the history that we're living. I think Advent can seem like kind of a strange season to prepare for Jesus to come. We do it every year. It's like, well, isn't he finally here yet? Well, of course, he's always with us. He's always present. But I think this season of Advent is an opportunity for us to refocus on the fact that we have had a God, we have a God who has chosen to break into our history, into our world, into our lives, to remind us that even though the darkness often seems like it's going to win, and that the light is weak and flickering, that there is always hope, that Jesus comes to show us, to enlighten us to a new way of living, a way that's not based on the ways of the world, but on the ways of God, of justice and peace, compassion, inclusivity, a world that we don't just love our friends and our neighbors, but even our enemies. And so again, I think year after year, we need this reminder, and we need to again and again prepare our hearts for this gift of God to come upon us, around us, and within us. And so today we start that intentional time of remembering, anticipating, waiting for God to come to us anew and meet us where we are today, in the struggles we face, in the midst of our hopes and our fears and our joys. May this Advent season be a time of opening your hearts anew, asking God to be present, not to be present with you, because God is always present with you, but present with you in ways that you're aware of, that you may find those ways to see God with you in your daily lives, leading and guiding you.